Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and talk to our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're working on in school, we talk about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Victoria Howard. Victoria, how's it going?
You know, I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
What do you do all day at school?
I study microbes associated with the invasive plant buffel grass. Buffel grass is a plant native to Africa. It was introduced in the 1930s as forage for cattle because it has great nutritional value. Unfortunately, scientists started to notice that it was spreading outside of rangelands into natural areas and started to disrupt the natural ecosystems. Buffel grass has a really high fuel load, so it causes really hot, intense fires. That's why the saying is save the saguaros, because especially the saguaros are not well adapted to high intense fires. Buffel grass also forms these like dense stands, which outcompete native grasses for resources and outcompetes native shrubs for space. Buffel grass's growth form, it's something called a bunch grass.
That helps people to identify it too.
Look out for the purple clumped flowers and the really bright green foliage.
But when you see buffel grass, the good thing to do is to pull it.
Yes.
So people get together all the time and they have buffel grass pulling parties.
Oh yeah, absolutely. A bunch of buffel grass pulling events are always happening, even in the winter. Saguaro National Park and a bunch of other natural protected areas.
So if you pull it, and then you throw it in the garbage, isn't it just going to grow at the landfill?
As long as you keep it in a garbage bag, it will not spread. And then if you're not throwing away any of the plant material, as long as you cluster the plants in a big pile with the seeds or the flowers facing towards the center of the pile, that'll prevent any growth from forming as well.
Roots out, flowers in.
Yeah.
Make a little mandala.
Exactly.
Put that on Instagram. Like and subscribe. Click the link below. All right. So in discovering what's going on with the microbes in the buffel grass, like what's the dream scenario that you would invent? Maybe some kind of buffel grass away spray?
Essentially, there's two paths my research can really take, and that all has to do with the ecology and lifestyle of the microbes. I specifically study the microbes that only reside within plant tissue. They're known as endophytes. A lot of endophytes have been shown to have beneficial effects on the plant, including like increased water and nutrient acquisition, increased growth rates, and in general, helping plants establish in new environments. That is one specific aspect of these plant-microbe interactions that might be influencing buffel grass's success as an invasive here in the Sonoran Desert. But there's also another possibility in that endophytes can also be conditional pathogens, which are fungi or bacteria that live in the plant causing no harm until a certain environmental trigger is reached, and then they start living a pathogenic lifestyle causing harm to the plant. We're looking to see if any of these microbes I isolated can serve as a pathogen and can possibly release chemicals that will aid in killing buffel grass stands. And not a lot was known about the interactions microbes have with buffel grass. We started from the very basics of just cataloging and characterizing any of the microbes that might grow in association with buffel grass.
So basically you're at the getting to know you stage with buffel grass?
Yeah, essentially. The more find out about it, the easier it will be to manage it and to mitigate its impact.
So when do you graduate?
Next May.
What are you going to do then?
Currently, I'm thinking of pursuing a graduate degree, probably at the U of A. After that, I want to work with one of the government agencies that's in charge of protecting natural areas, and I want to work in invasive species management.
Do you ever listen to music?
If I have the choice, I listen to alternative. Some bands I've always been fond of are Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, and recently I've been really into Young the Giant and their newest album.
Thank you, Victoria, for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed my time here.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.